In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. As I mentioned, it is very nice to see so many of you on this day. It's a very important day in the life of our church. I'm sure many of you have been reading quite a bit about Steve Jobs these days, as he passed away just shortly ago. And there were many things that I didn't know about him, so I wanted to read more about him. What an incredible person. An American inventor. Of course, he was one of the founders of Apple Computers. He's done so many things with his life. And one of the things that I noticed was that money was not his driving force. He just wanted to succeed at what he did. As you know, he had a terrible prognosis where he had pancreatic cancer at a very young age. And rather than follow the medical staff's opinions and to do what they had suggested, he thought that he would try some alternative ways to heal himself. He even tried various diets, specifically the macrobiotic diet. He tried bowel cleansings and cleansing his body as best he could, numerous vitamins and that sort of thing. But none of them seemed to improve, maybe for a short time, but he, of course, did not recover. He actually did have the surgery that known as the Whipple surgery that was recommended for him, and that probably prolonged his life for a while. But one thing he noticed and he came to terms with is that he was a mortal, and that there is a mortality rate, and that at some point he was going to die. So that drove him to do everything that he could to succeed in the short amount of time that he had. So he was inventing all kinds of things. And I think the iPhone, the 4S, just came out for Steve, and I saw a commercial for it the other day, and you just talk into the phone and make commands and say things like, I need the quickest way to get to the hospital, and the phone will, you just say it into the phone, and it'll give you the commands, and various other things that you can do with this kind of a phone. So he wanted to make humanity a better place, and to do as much as he could for the good of humanity. So we commend him for that. Now, today in the gospel lesson, we heard about the rich man who was oblivious to everything around him except for himself and what he wanted. There was poor Lazarus laying on his doorstep, and he completely ignored him, never paid any attention to him, never did anything to help him, never even considered that he was alive. So this is an exact contrast in what Steve Jobs had done. So we hear the story and we hear exactly what is going to happen when we die. It's a fascinating story where you're taken in the bosom of Abraham and hopefully you're taken up to heaven. But if you're not, you will be in a place where heaven can see you. In a place that Christ called Hades, but there's a great chasm between the two places, so you cannot walk or cross from one into the other. And the rich man said that he was in torment, that he was in fire, and that he wished that somebody would come and dip their finger in water and cool his tongue. So Hades is a place that you don't want to be, and heaven is the place that you want to be. Now, I don't know if Steve Jobs is in heaven. I hope and pray that he worked on his salvation as much as he worked on his inventions. But that is something that we all must consider today. No matter how much money we have, or how much money we make, or how many things we invent, if we are not prepared in the Lord Jesus Christ, then we will live in the wrong place rather than the right place. That's why godparents and godchildren are also so important. Because it is through the baptism that the godparent speaks for the infant child. Because the child obviously cannot recite the creed, and the child cannot answer the questions that are directed to them from the priest or the bishop. So the godparent speaks for the child. And the godparent is representing that child. That child receives a beautiful guardian angel at the baptism to protect them always. But they also have their godparent. And that godparent is also supposed to help raise the child with the parents in the faith. Now, later in life, when the godparent is old and feeble, hopefully that godchild will remember their godparent and stand up and speak for them and help them as they get older. You see how it works. The two are always working together. One at a certain point in life, and the other in another time of life. So this role that the church has assigned for us to have is most important. So take it seriously. You all came today. It was beautiful. So many people coming up for Holy Communion and receiving with their godchildren, both the godchildren and the godparents coming forward. What a beautiful sight. And Christ saw all of that. And he said, take my body and receive it today, my blood. And receive it and go out and do good things when you leave these doors of the church. So it's beautiful, our faith. It's beautiful if we live it deeply. Because then we can reap all of the benefits. Receiving the sacraments of the church, learning about our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ through His Holy Word, growing closer to Him through all of the services, reaching out to those who need us. Remember, Lazarus was laying at the doorstep. What if we had someone at our doorstep right now? And we do have people that come up. What if we just walked by them and pulled out our billfolds and started counting our money and walked by that person that has nothing? See, we have to reach out and do something good. We have to help. And we do it as a Christian family, as the family that is extended with the godparents and the godchildren. So too, all of us here today, one big, happy family. And we don't have to invent anything. We just have to do what the church has taught us. So do that. Reach out. Help your godchildren. Help your godparents. Help those that are on the streets that need us. Reach out and do something good. You don't have to be to boast about it. You just have to do it. And then you will be with Christ in heaven. Lazarus suffered his whole life. But forever now, he's in joy. And it said immediately that it happened. So remember that. When we pass from death to life, it is forever, it is immediate, it is permanent, it is always constant. A place where we can be with our godchildren too one day, and they can be with us as one big, happy family. Amen.